Good morning. Welcome to our Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about being prepared to overcome and how pursuing Jesus, walking in relationship with Him, helps us to overcome the things that, well, sometimes become great hurdles in our life. And so we've actually been looking at the messages God gave through His messenger, recorded for us by John in the book of Revelation to the seven churches of Asia. Each one is described as some issues that they're facing, some warnings. But in each one, He gives a promise to those who overcome. The faithful, those that remain connected to Jesus. And so we're going to wrap up the broadcast this week talking and praying about overcoming weariness. It's Saturday. Maybe you're tired. You're thinking it'd be nice to sleep in, but there's so much work to be done. Work that you didn't get to throughout the week. Weariness is something that I think we all can relate to at one time or another. And to recognize God understands our tiredness. In His design, He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And when we overcome, we find a place to sit down, relax, and enjoy eternity. Revelation 3, verse 21 says, "To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." I love the pictures of God sitting down. The word pictures. You don't see a lot of pictures because there aren't any. Some drawings and illustrations, but nobody's photographed God. As a photographer, that's when I think of pictures, I think of reality. But in creation, in 6 days, God creates everything that exists. And on the seventh day, He rested from His work. Established a Sabbath for His people to observe, using Himself as the example of resting on the seventh day. And yet we somehow have decided we know better. I don't need to deliberately take times of rest. We've got vitamins and minerals and supplements and whatever else it might be, energy drinks. And we do so much in our power to avoid resting at our own expense. And for those who are weary, which probably is most of us, maybe not right at the moment, but maybe so, this promise of rest is very appealing. To overcome temptation as Jesus did in the wilderness, as Jesus did throughout His life on earth. To overcome the things that we've talked about this week. To overcome the wandering that we talked about yesterday. Just the drifting away leads us to an eternal home, a place of rest where we sit down with our Savior. And an image in my mind that is so peaceful. And maybe you view that image in your mind in a certain way. I may view it in a little different way. We all have scenes, scenes from this earth, scenes in our mind that are peaceful, that promote rest. And to realize that remaining faithful through this world, through the troubles that come, through the weariness, through the burdens, we reach a life where we can rest. Sometimes, at least for me, I get involved in certain things that require a lot of extra time. I set a deadline or a deadline set for me. And I just tell myself, if I just get to this point, when I get this finished, I can rest. Now, sometimes telling myself that and allowing my mind to wind down and actually get the rest when the project is finished are two different things. But I overcame the deadline. I overcame the work that had to be done. I overcame the difficulties. Just as Jesus overcame, declared on the cross, "It is finished." Since it's finished, since he overcame death, he could rest. And when we are in Christ, when we have been buried with Christ so that we will rise with Christ, we overcome. And there's granted to us a place of rest to all who are weary. Come, and I will give you rest. What a promise. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to reach a point of rest. And Father, while we look for and long for that day where we overcome this life, we reach that eternal rest, we also claim your promises for today. That in the midst of whatever turmoil and trouble that may exist, your desire is that we set aside times specifically so that we can rest. Father, forgive us when we pack our schedules so full and we just forget to rest in your presence. May we use this time we have on earth to help prepare us and help us to long for that eternal rest. Father, whatever it is, the temptations, the burdens, the heavy heart, those things that distract us, those things that make us anxious, those things which steal our peace, our joy, our rest. May we overcome them by the power of your Spirit, recognizing that the peace and joy part are fruit of your Spirit. God, recognizing we don't overcome alone. We're not that strong. We're not that good. We overcome because of the Spirit that dwells within us, because of the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. So God, in Christ, help us today, but more importantly, help us eternally to overcome weariness and find the rest that only you can give. And in that rest, may we lift up Jesus as the source, the provider, the one that draws all people to himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.